Welcome back to this episode podcast. Today we meet all our sound team and my partners, Gianfranco and Emiko. How are you guys? How are you feeling? This is our second episode.
I am very excited about today's topic. It is very debatable. I really hope you can understand it and also leave us your point of view on our social media.
As Gianfranco said, our goal today is to give you a better understanding of what it will be like to colonize Mars, and what the drawbacks are.
Exactly. Today we will talk about the climate and the resources Mars has to offer. Should we be worried or relieved?
To begin with, we should know that according to the National Weather Service, Mars has a highly variable climate and is often cloudy. The planet goes from warm and dusty to cloudy and cold. It has also mentioned that long ago, Mars was probably a warmer weather planet with a denser atmosphere, capable of supporting oceans or seas.
But beyond that, harmful radiation also bombards the planet. Because of these factors, the Martian climate is very different from the Earth, and no human being can exist there without a suitable spacesuit or a strictly controlled environmental habitat. In other words, if we want to colonize Mars, we will have to live for a long, long time in a spacesuit.
Exactly. Well, at least I don't think people want to live long in such suits because of how uncomfortable they can be. On the other hand, from what we have investigated, we know that Mars has the largest volcano in the solar system, Mount Olympus, which is more than twice the size of the highest mountain on Earth, Everest. More than appreciating it or feeling amazed by its great size, it is important to know that I could erupt at any moment, but other than that is more than a just a fact.
I personally couldn't live there. I couldn't stand the cold, and I couldn't stand being in a spacesuit on a daily basis.
And imagine, if temperatures are strange, we haven't even mentioned the storms yet. These can last for weeks or even months, while the sky is almost completely darkness.
Yes, guys, it is also said that one of NASA planned missions will take advantage of the rover's presence on the Martian surface to collect rock samples from that planet to bring them back to Earth and analyze whether there was microbial life there millions of years ago.
And as Emiko mentioned, we can say that radiation is one of the most important problems for our health, whether in the short or long term. As we know, the Earth naturally protects us against radiation, but this protection disappears when we leave our planet.
Yes, and speaking of which, on the International Space Station, for example, astronauts receive a radiation dose 10 times higher than on Earth, which represents a higher risk of cancer and serious damage to the central nervous system. Well, in conclusion, we could say that the climate of Mars is possibly similar to that of Earth. But if we expose ourselves or do not take good care, the outcome will be terrible.
Well, to end today's episode, this year NASA announced that they plan to send astronauts to the Moon and Mars. They mentioned the following: by the mid to late 2030, we may begin to use the means that allow us to go to the Moon and to send astronauts to Mars, said Steve Yurcich, NASA's administrator. I just wanted to mention it, as it is important to know NASA's plan. Now, yes, take care. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Take care and see you in the next episode of our space podcast.